What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth do indeed adore him. He's worthy. What a mighty, mighty, mighty God we serve. I hope somebody's ready. I hope you're ready to overturn the plans of the wicked. I hope you're ready to shut the mouth of the enemy. I hope you're ready for your next level and for what God is getting ready to do in your life. Last time I read my Bible, it said one can chase 1,000, but two can chase 10,000. So I pray that you understand that we have to give ourselves to prayer. Amen. Because there are certain strongholds, there are certain spirits that are very stubborn. There are certain powers, demons, devils, and unclean spirits that you're fighting that are extremely stubborn. And because those spirits are stubborn, guess what? This kind cometh not out, but by prayer and fasting. The Bible declares he taught, he preached, he healed the sick, and he cast out devils. But notice that whenever he dealt with sickness, he understood that you got to engage the demonic. I want you to hear me now, because the church, the body of Christ at large, we're in trouble. There's a blindness that is over the church. A lot of us don't see the light. We're stuck. Can't even see that we're in danger. Can't even see that the enemy has a plan for your life. But I'm telling you that if you give yourselves the prayer, if you give yourself the intercession, if you give yourself and get into the place that God desires you to walk into, you'll never be stopped. Didn't the Bible say put on the whole armor of God? Look at the church. We're dancing. We're shouting. But there's no prayer going on. And if we don't be careful, the church, the body of Christ, is going to miss our place in history. Why? Because we don't understand that we are not fighting a war of things that you can see. We don't wrestle against what? Flesh and blood, principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness and high places. Are you listening to me? There's a war going on in the spirit. And if we don't get ourselves in prayer, we are going to miss everything that God has for us. So why do we pray? Because we understand that God can do nothing on earth until somebody prays. What you say? I said God can do nothing on earth until somebody prays. One more time. God can do nothing on earth. I said God can do nothing on earth until somebody prays. So somebody has to pray. Somebody has to pray. Somebody has to pray. Because prayer is the thing that gives God authorization to act on your behalf. What do you mean? Something can be happening in the earth that is not supposed to happen. But just because it is happening doesn't mean that God is going to move on your behalf. No, it is prayer. It is intercession that gives God power to act on your behalf. I need you to get up, and I need you to listen to me. Because some of you out there, you just got this phone, but you're not in a posture of prayer. And I'm talking to you for a reason. Because I need you to understand, this is not an hour to be throwing in the towel. This is not an hour to be lazy. This is not an hour to be playing with your soul. I don't want to gain the whole world. I lose my soul. This is not an hour. You're going to have to make up in your mind that I'm trusting God and I'm taking God at his word. So it is when you pray that you give God power to move on your behalf. God can't do nothing until somebody prays. Prayer is a divine invitation that summons the throne of God to step out of eternity into time. Until you pray, God can do nothing. The enemy's after your son, you got to pray. The devil is attacking your body, you got to pray. The enemy's messing with your children, you got to pray. Your business is going through something that has never been through before. I'm telling you that if you don't pray, ain't nothing going to change. Prayer is not something you do when you feel like it. It's not something that you do every now and then. It's not something you do every 2 days. It is a necessity. It is a necessity for daily survival. It's the lifeline of the believer. It's the engine. It's the oil of the believer. The minute you stop praying, you're going to damage your engine. And right now, witches and warlocks have invaded the church. They've invaded the body of Christ, all because the church is not praying. We are dealing with a serious situation. Everybody, as I always say, have a consistent prayer life, but Christian. Islam pray 5 times a day. Jews pray 3 times a day. And the reason the church is not strong, the reason we can't move in power, the reason nobody is delivered, the reason people are not set free, is because we don't pray. No signs, no miracles. Why? Because we don't pray. We're sitting up here wanting miracles. We want breakthrough. The church in Acts was a praying church. Thank God for teaching. Thank God for preaching. Thank God for eloquent words. But let me tell you something. We need prayer. Nothing works heaven like prayer. Nothing moves heaven like prayer. If my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray. You got to pray. You know what's stopping you from praying? Pride. You know what's stopping you from calling on Jesus? Pride. So we're going to pray. This is our first prayer. We are praying right now that the spirit of prayer would come upon us like never before. We are praying that a desire to pray, that an appetite to pray, that a thirst to pray would be our portion, that we would be infected with the spirit of prayer, that the spirit of prayer would move upon this country and move upon the world like never before. Now, you're going to have to get out of that bed right now. Stop trying to pray with me sitting in that bed knowing good and well you sleep. Get up. I say, get up, because we're about to pray. We're turning things. We're shifting things. And we're believing God for the spirit of prayer. Pastor Butler, I want to give you that first prayer point, Pastor Butler. Let's pray for the spirit of prayer. Mama, mikomo kulandele kitala. Let's pray for the spirit of prayer, for the anointing to pray, for the grace to pray. Wherever you at, hallelujah. Pastor Butler, if you're on here, let's go ahead and pray for the spirit of prayer to come upon us, to come upon our churches, to come upon this city, to come upon this land. Amen. To come upon our families. Pray for the spirit of prayer, that we will be attacked by the spirit of prayer, that we will be possessed with the strong arm, the stronghold of prayer. It's in your hands, Pastor Butler. Let's go. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Good morning. More grace. Grace be unto you, man of God. Thank God for the family of God. Hallelujah, Father. Let's go before His Majesty. The Bible decrees, amen, that men should always pray and not faint. Then James picked it up and said, it's the effectual, fervent, or the burning prayer that availeth much. Amen. Lift your right hand. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, this morning we pray, infuse us, infect us, cause us to be overwhelmed with the spirit of prayer, the attitude of prayer, the motivation to pray. Come on, let's pray. Father, in the matchless name of His Majesty, we thank You right now, Lord, for the privilege that You have allowed us to come boldly before the throne of grace. Hallelujah, for the purpose of obtaining mercy and finding grace to help us in the very time of need. We pray, Lamb of God, that we would not be ignorant, we would not be children, that we would not be, Lord Jesus Christ, those that squander over this great opportunity, this great privilege, this great responsibility, and yea, even this great assignment that you have placed on the body of Christ, that you would use, Lord Jesus, this vehicle, this portal of prayer to bring heaven and earth together. Hallelujah, to bring the Lord's supernatural to the natural. God, we thank you now. We pray, Lamb of God, that everyone under the sound of my voice, Father, stir them, motivate them. Let them not rest where they are. Cause them to fall to their knees, walk around. God, cause them to, Lord Jesus, clap their hands now. Let them not be comfortable in a posture of laziness, for the enemy desires us to be passive, nonchalant, hallelujah, unengaged. But Lord, we ask you, Father God, to anoint us afresh. Anoint us with a desire. Give us, Lord, a drive, a motivation, hallelujah, to seek you early while you may be found and to call upon your name while you're yet near. You said, Lord God, that you sought for someone, hallelujah, bless God, to stand in the gap and to make up the hedge, hallelujah. But you said you found none. Lord, let it not be our testimony. This morning we pray, Lamb of God, with Isaiah 55 and 6, that we seek you, the Lord God. Hallelujah. We seek you with our whole heart and call upon you. Hallelujah, while you're yet near. Father, we pray that you would invade, hallelujah, our thought life, invade our dreams, invade our quiet time. Hallelujah. And let us, Lord Jesus Christ, feel the pulse of heaven. Give us to feel the Lord the pulse of heaven and the heartbeat of God, that it would not let us rest, being nonchalant, being, Lord Jesus Christ, passive, with, oh Lord Jesus Christ, no type of drive, motivation, and hunger, and having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. You said it is the power of God, Father God, to be able to tap into you, hallelujah, by the means and the portal of prayer. Father, right now, I pray, Lamb of God, for the weak to get up and say that they're strong. Hallelujah. I pray, Father, that you would grant us the burden that you feel in heaven. Father, for our children, for our grandbabies, for this nation, for this community. Father, for the nations of the world. Father, you said, Lamb of God, we have not because we ask not. And we ask, when we ask, we receive not because we ask amiss. So, Father, we pray that you would infuse us, hallelujah, not only with a desire to pray, but not only with a motivation to pray, not only with a hunger and a thirst for prayer, but then God calls us, the Lord Jesus, to be a doer of the Lord's word. Give us to be a doer of the passion, the hunger, and the thirst that you put in us. Give us to not just talk prayer, but God, give us a burden. Father, the church, we have lost our burden. Father, give us to get out of social media. Father, give us our hunger for you, for your presence. And Lord Jesus, commune with you as we have, Lord Jesus, a desire to eat. Father, give us that hunger and that thirst. How to be in your face. How to hear your voice and to know, Lord God, the presence of the Lord, where there's fullness of joy that can only be encountered as we come into your presence. Father, Father, give us to not reject when you stretch out the royal scepter and tell us to come boldly before your throne that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help us in the time of need. Thank you for men. Thank you for men that you are calling, Lord, how to grab a hold to the horns of the altar and not let go. Thank you for leaders. Thank you for our leader, Prophet Brian Turner. Thank you for him pushing without hesitation, reservation. Thank you for giving him a backbone of iron in a face of flint, hallelujah, against all the naysayers because of a life of prayer. Father, give us to stop just being excited about church and cause us to become the church. Father, so we lift our voices now and we pray, Lamb of God, that you would stir, that you would motivate, drop in the handmaidens of the Lord's heart. Hallelujah. Even as a woman nurtures her children, that Lord God, you said as soon as Zara fell, she brought forth her children. Give
them to, Lord Jesus, have the same nurture for souls as they do for their babies, their souls as they do for their children. Father, to see them care, to see them in their hurt, and to, Lord Jesus, minister to that hurt. Cause us as men to be keepers of the gate, to be, Lord Jesus Christ, protectors, and let us do it through the avenue, through the portal, through the vein of prayer. Father, stir us now. Give us to come out of these mundane, hallelujah, lazy, passive attitudes. Infect us, I pray. Infect us, Lord. Hallelujah. Infect us, God. Infect us, hallelujah, with the burden from heaven. Infect us to where we, Lord Jesus Christ, would feel the hurt, the pain of those around us, those in Ukraine, Father, children, Father, the homeless, the fatherless, Lamb of God. Look at my house. In the name of Jesus, God, this morning, I pray, Lamb of God, cause us to stir ourselves up in our most holy faith. Hallelujah, to stir up the gift of praying in the Holy Ghost. Keep us, give us the Lord Jesus Christ. Take this as spiritual boot camp, God, and not be afraid to be pushed by our spiritual drill sergeant. Even Prophet Connor, give us a rejoice during this preparedness for battle. Kiakopaya, Limbrus to teach, Mundiri of Suta, Libasa, in the name of Jesus, Kota, Yeke, Lima, come on, for the next 15 seconds. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Call upon him. Hallelujah. Seek him. Come on, call upon him. Open up your mouth. You want us to pray for you. Get up. Hallelujah. Call on the name of the Lord. Come on. Why sit you here? Hallelujah. Call upon him. Father, we pray for our children. We pray. Cause the bottle to come out of their hand. Cause the drugs to come out of their face. Their mouth to taste for dope, Lord. The taste for perverted company, the taste for Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, rejection and things of God, Lord God, cause the taste for that to be, Lord, dissipated, to be disannulled, to be destroyed, and God calls them to their rightful place. Father, our children, bring them back to our side. Nikos, Kanamaya, those that are backslidden, God, give us enough talk about them, but oh God, bring them back. For you have need of them in the kingdom. Come on, the next 10 seconds. Pray. Pray. Teach us to pray so that we don't become a prey. Cause us to pray. Give us a watch and pray that we enter not into temptation. Temptation of laziness, slowfulness, negligence, nemos kitaya, sleepiness, in the name of Jesus.
Come on, come on, continue to pray. Father, we thank you for the spirit of prayer. We command the spirit of prayer to rest upon us like never before. We thank you for the mantle of prayer. Come on, lift your voice and declare that the spirit of prayer is your portion, that the spirit of prayer is your appetite. It is your breakfast. It is your lunch. It is your dinner. Father, I thank you that you are causing us to be overcome with the spirit of prayer. Give us a desire to tap into the secret places of the Most High. Father, today we thank you that we pray in the morning. We pray in the afternoon. We pray in the evening. Let the spirit of prayer rest upon this country. Cause the spirit of prayer to rest upon this land. Cause the spirit of prayer to rest in Russia, in Ukraine, in the seven continents of the earth. May the spirit of prayer rest upon me like never before. Every individual who is under the sound of my voice, may they be infected with prayer. prayer. Infect us with prayer. Infect us with prayer. I declare that I am infected with prayer. My children are infected with prayer. My husband is infected with prayer. My wife is infected with prayer. I thank you for the spirit of prayer, for the anointing to pray, for the desire to pray, for the mantle to pray. I thank you that I will pray and tap into deeper depths and higher heights. Father, I thank you today that prayerlessness is not my portion. You listen, in the name of Jesus, everything is about prayer. Are y'all listening to me? I'm trying to get you to understand that if you don't pray, you are not going to get to the place that God has called you to walk into. That's why we pray. Prayer is the proclamation that I need God. Prayer is the proclamation that says I'm blessed, but I need God. Prayer is the breath of the believer. And if you don't pray, ain't nothing going to happen. The Bible lets us know that one day, the other day, the Bible lets us know that Jesus was having a conversation with the devil, and the devil took him up unto the pinnacle of the mountain and said unto him, all of these you can have. You can have every one of them. Now, this is the devil talking to Jesus. He said, you can have all of these. He said, for it has been delivered unto me. That's Luke chapter 4, verse 5 and 6 and verse 8 and 9. He said, it has been delivered unto me. This is the devil talking. And to whosoever I give it. The devil said that to Jesus. Why is that important? Because you must understand the rules of engagement, that in the spirit realm, there are technicalities and there are legalities. And you cannot pray unless you understand the rules of engagement. Now, we're going to be back on here at 6 o'clock. We're coming back 6 o'clock this evening, and we're praying again. But we're going to pray one more prayer, and I want to break down to you and show you the rules of engagement so that you can understand how to pray. Because my people are destroyed, not because they don't dance, not because they don't shout, but they are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. I told somebody yesterday, in a relationship, love is not what keeps you together. What keeps you together is understanding. Once he understands her and she understands him, it causes the relationship to come together. One thing that hurts all of us is we try to change people. You cannot change people. God has to change people. And once you have that understanding, life is so much easier because you recognize God didn't send me into his life to change him. God didn't send me into her life to change her. My desire is that the will of God be done in our life. And two cannot walk together except they agree. There are rules of engagement. There are rules and things that you do to cause things to happen in the spirit. And once you understand that, there's a different way you pray. Proverbs 18:21 declares that death and life is in the power of the tongue. So right now, we getting ready to ask for forgiveness. Hallelujah. For the prayer of the wrong things that we have said out of our mouth. For the wrong things that we have spoken. For the wrong things that we have declared. Are you listening to me? Raise your right hand and say, Jesus, I thank you for forgiving me for anything I've said wrong out of my mouth. I overturn every negative word that I've spoken out of my mouth. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. God, I thank you that you're the Father of creation. I thank you that you are the God of eternal life. And I ask you for forgiveness today. I ask you for mercy. I ask you, Lord, for mercy concerning my transgression. God, according to your word, my tongue has the power of life and death. My tongue has the power of blessing and cursing. So right now, in the name of Jesus, I overturn every evil thing that has come out of my mouth. Father, I declare in the name of the Lord that my tongue that has been used as a sword to offend people with slander, with gossip, with lying, with exaggeration, with jesting, with perverseness, with cursing, with manipulation, with deception, with wrath and bitterness, with hurt and harshness and selfishness. Yes, Lord, and pride and arrogance and anything that I've spoken. I break every curse that has proceeded from my mouth. I break every curse that I've spoken over myself. I repeal any curse that I've spoken over my life, over other people's life that have established ungodly labels. I break it now. Wash my tongue. Wash my tongue with the blood of Jesus. Wash my tongue and remove all bitterness. Put a guard over my mouth. I repeat early, my Lord. My God, I feel the anointing. Abba, Eshebe, Ibo, Kushemanda, Ileleba, Shatilemanda, Lakuda, Lakaza, Zividieshe, Jebekosa, Likandelebe, Kobosu, Ulandi, Likitelema, Handeleba, Labashata. I repeat, ooh, I feel the warfare. Masha, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. 2 more minutes. Repeal every word curse. Repeal every curse in the name of Jesus and declare that by the word, nothing is going to bring me down. I repeal. Ooh, there it is. I feel the warfare. Lift your voice and pray. Break every curse. Break every curse. Young lady, break every curse that is spoken over your life. Repeal every curse in the name of Jesus. Declare that you will not be disadvantaged. Declare that you will not be discredited. Declare that you will not be dishonored. I will not be disadvantaged. I will not be discredited. I will not be dishonored. I will not be implicated. I will not be brought down. My house will not be brought down. My family will not be brought down. My children will not be brought down. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and intercede. Hey, 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 Shanta. Hey, Mikandelebe, Lebo Sotula, Rabalabandele Kitalabasha. Break every word curse. Break every word curse over your brother. Break every word curse over your sister. Break every word curse over your grandmother, your mother. Every stronghold from your mother and father that is hindering your life. I repeal every word curse. I declare that every word from the devil falls to the ground. I declare it powerless. I render it null and void. Hey, 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 Masha. Hey, Mikoshe. Hey, I will not go under. I will not be destroyed. I will not be killed. I will not be disadvantaged. I will not be destroyed. I will not be dismantled. I will walk in everything that God declared. Every wrong prayer, every evil curse, every ungodly prayer, every ungodly word spoken over my life, spoken over my children, spoken over my family, spoken over this nation, spoken over my church, I overturn it. 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 Abba, Oba Sheke, Ika Kalamanda. Every case that has been written against me legally, every case that has been written against me spiritually, every word spoken against my life, I overturn, I repeal it, I curse it, I reverse it in the name of Jesus. Ooh. Aya. Alabashakalamando. I don't want to hold you. We got prayer at 6 o'clock this evening. Yes, I say we got prayer at 6 o'clock this evening. I want you on this line, and I'm going to teach you the rules of engagement. So I can show you why you pray and show you why I pray the way I pray. You don't hear me on my knees begging God for anything. You don't hear me on my knees pleading with God to do anything. Those are people who pray and don't have an understanding of their authority. I'm not beating nobody down. I'm not talking against nobody. But I need you to understand that you have been given dominion and you have what you say. And there's a way you decree and declare, because if you decree a thing, it shall be established. Are you listening to me? You need understanding, because once you get understanding, you can come against the powers of darkness. You are blessed today. Today is a great day. Today is a day of favor. Find yourself in prayer. Pray all day. While you're praying today, you're canceling every word curse. while you're walking around today, you're saying, Lord, infect me with prayer. Lord, possess me with prayer. Lord, take over me in prayer. Let the spirit of prayer be my portion. That's your prayer today. Father, infect my family with prayer. Infect my children with prayer. Let the spirit of prayer come upon me as a garment. Let the spirit of prayer come upon me as a mantle. That's what you are praying today. You are breaking every word curse. You are breaking every evil word spoken against your children. You're canceling it. You're bringing your children in the room, and you're saying, every evil word spoken against you, I cancel it. Every evil word spoken against my finances, I overturn it. Speak to your money. Speak to your children. Speak to your body. Speak to your mind. Speak to your sleep patterns. Are you listening to me? Hey, Basha. Hey, Bosita. Ika lakato lobo saluma. You are praying. You are believing God for the miraculous, and it shall be even as you have declared. You are blessed. You are favored. You are anointed. And this is the greatest year of your life. Prepare yourself for prayer. That's what we're doing at 6 o'clock. Call your mama, your daddy, your sisters, and your brothers, and tell them, you're going to learn how to pray this evening, and you shall have what you say. March 18th and 19th, guess where we're going to be? Matala Basha. March 18th, 19th, we'll be in Atlanta for the underground prayer movement. If you're on this call and you've never been on here before, go to briancarn.com or .org and sign up for the underground prayer movement right now. I know you still want to get you in a couple of little Z's, if you got more time, but I want you to sign up, and I want you to become a part of this movement. And we're meeting in Atlanta the 18th and the 19th for prayer. Not the shout, not the scream, not the holler. We're meeting for prayer. We're meeting to overturn the powers of hell. That's why we're meeting. We're meeting to shut the mouth of the gainsayer. We're meeting because we need change in our life. I'll see you at 6 o'clock this evening, Eastern Time, believing God for the miraculous. You are blessed. More grace.